Zach is here. Zach McClellan from IUPUC. Hello, Zach.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having us. And what shirt am I wearing today?
I see your IUPUC shirt on.
I knew y'all were coming down, so I wanted to make sure I got that right. Who'd you bring down here, Zach?
I brought with me our men's soccer coach, Tyler Joy Brandon.
Oh, Tyler, come on over to the mic.
Yes, sir.
So you got soccer over there. What's going on with soccer over there?
Right now, we're just recruiting.
Okay.
We're having ID camps, bringing in guys on campus, giving tours, but also, giving guys opportunities to showcase themselves in front of, myself and my staff.
So, Tyler, you're the coach here. How do you recruit a soccer player? How does that process go? Not the whole thing. I'm just taking an hour, but what's the basic rundown of how you do that?
So, if the player reaches out to me, they'll send highlight film. If it's impressing to me, I'll reach back out and, we'll get on a basic phone call. If things advance and progress, and players are stay interested, hopefully after that phone call, then they come on campus, they get a tour, they apply, they do all that stuff.
Do they send you YouTube clips of themselves?
Yeah, YouTube clips, or there's other websites out there that they create highlights for, and
somebody does it for them,
right?
Yeah,
right,
and then they
right.
get the highlights. Yep. Have you got any ones you're like, oh no, this guy's not quick enough, or?
There's definitely a few, but every school gets that.
Yeah.
So.
And then what do you tell them? Did you get my stuff?
That's a good question.
Did you get my stuff?
Most of the time, I just I kind of still talk to them,
yeah.
just out of respect.
Yeah, you
but
have
don't
to.
Don't really progress it anywhere.
Yeah, it just kind of you stop answering the text, I guess, or whatever it is.
I guess so.
Anyway,
yeah.
So when does soccer start, and how we doing with that over there?
It starts in fall of 23.
Okay, so we're getting recruits right now.
That's correct.
Okay,
yeah.
So who knows? There might be people around here that are living in Columbus that think about, well, what can they do with their future? Right, they're seniors, they're juniors, or something like that. How would they get a hold of you?
So my contact information is on our website.
Okay.
But then also, we've had we've had four or five commits already that mm-hmm. are from the Columbus area. So I've really done, worked hard in knowing the people in Columbus mm-hmm. to meet the local talent.
How many players on a soccer team?
It really varies. On a college team, the typical roster size is anywhere from 25 to 30.
Okay, so they don't all play. A lot of them are just coming off the bench as they are, right?
Yeah, so we have 11 on the field.
Okay.
But you always want to back up 11. So.
So how many scholarships do you have total?
So right now we're giving $500 per player.
Okay, cool.
So we're not limited on a mm-hmm. scholarship.
Okay, so, yeah, Zach's coming over here. He's got something to say. Flying in, Zach. Yeah,
so our philosophy on all of our programs that we've started is someone that's willing to commit to a first-year team
uh-huh.
deserves something.
Yeah.
And then as we move forward, we'll reevaluate our plan
because mm-hmm.
Once we get out there and play, we'll have to see how the teams do. We know we have really good coaches.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how the athletics plan will play out over time. So, rewarding someone for committing to a first team, that's kind of been mm-hmm. the prerequisite for all of our coaches, and Tyler's living up to that.
So Tyler, come back over here. So when you're preparing for soccer, how do you get in shape for that, like versus other sports? How do you do that?
Well, to start out with, just looking ahead into the 23 season,
mm-hmm.
we'll have probably 2 or 3 weeks. We'll start in the beginning of August,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have 2 or 3 weeks of two-a-days. So
what's that mean?
So two-a-days is two trainings per day, one in the morning. We recover during, the day, and then one in the evening.
How much running do you do?
Well, you do a lot of running in soccer anyway, so we're not going to, my whole focus on the two-a-days isn't as much as conditioning these guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's more so just, getting in soccer shape. So, being able to last 90 minutes if you need to on the field.
I hate to get down to the details, but like in a typical soccer game, how much running would somebody do?
Probably anywhere from 7 to 12 miles.
Just for one game.
Just for one game.
So that's the kind of shape you need. It's a lot of stopping and starting, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, so you really got to be in good shape for that. And you start now, then get ready for the fall. Yep. Are you in soccer shape?
I am.
What do you do for preparation?
So, when I was in college, I was obviously in better shape.
Mm-hmm.
But, I would run every day, 2 or 3 miles.
Okay.
Work out.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's something that we're going to do here. And what we did at Hanover was that our workout instructor had a soccer program. So, obviously, soccer and football or soccer and baseball, you want to work out different muscles, and you know, also injury preventness. So you're, you know, there's a lot of workout plans and stuff like that for soccer that I would like to implement here as well.
It just seems like you sure got to be in good shape, man. You said you're running 7 miles per game. So go out there right now, y'all, and run 7 miles up and down 31. Yeah. Man, that's a game. All right, Tyler, thank you for stopping by. You too, Zach. IUPUCathletics.com is the website, right?
That's correct. Thanks for having us.
All right, you got it, y'all. We'll get that picture up on Facebook. It's 8:19 now, WKKG.